You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Ann Feeney, the American folk musician and singer-songwriter, political activist, and attorney. She just passed away at 69. It's the next radio obituary for Ann Feeney right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's time to end welfare as we know it. And get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Now we should all be irate at this huge welfare state, right here in this mightiest of nations. AFDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Free enterprise, ha, the cruelest of lies. It cost us $200 billion just last year. If they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stop here. Let's consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxam, holding Redwood Forests hostage in a vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting, then paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole from a Houston SNL. What say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off.
That Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay, and Poppin' Fresh from Pillsbury needs more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy burglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs to bring poor Haitian workers to their knees.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off.
They've been picking every pocket here from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Lockheed, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Now Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy, but before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy.
We're gonna end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. We're gonna end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off.
It's for their own good.
No more handouts, cut them off.
For all I know, that job's in Pakistan now. I'm out of working for that minimum wage in one Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Who feeds a family now on one person's pay? I can't take it much more, I just got one thing to say. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day?
No time for the house, no time for the kids. This 80-hour week has put our lives on the skids. I can't take it much more, I just got one thing to say. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day?
Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Who feeds a family now on one person's pay? I can't take it much more, I just got one thing to say. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Oh, the companies keep saying we want too much. The guys on top sure have that Midas touch. The profits are rising, yeah, that's what they say. Now work twice as hard, take home half of the pay.
The kids need attention, the house is a mess. Our marriage is buckling from all of this stress. Only one thing gonna take it away. Whatever happened to that 8-hour day?
Whatever happened to that 8-hour day? Feeds a family now on one person's pay. I can't take it much more, I just got one thing to say. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Job would pay all the bills. Remember good jobs that demanded some skills. If this globalization is great like they say, tell me,
whatever happened to the 8-hour day?
Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Who feeds a family now on one person's pay? I can't take it much more, just got one thing to say. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Whatever happened to the 8-hour day?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Christopher Plummer, the Canadian actor whose career spans 7 decades. And he gained recognition for his performances in film, television, and on stage. His Broadway debut was in 1954, and he went on to play leading roles in Cyrano, 1974, Othello, and he also played titular roles in Hamlet at Elsinore in 1964, Macbeth, King Lear, and Barrymore. He did a lot. Let's not even talk about the fact that he was in The Sound of Music, but there we go. We just did it anyway. He also made appearances in Spike Lee's Malcolm X, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and many, many, many other films. Christopher Plummer just passed away at 91. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Twiddly-dee, they're running out.
They're running out.
They're running out of batteries.
Of batteries. No batteries.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, I see what's going on here. I see. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Matt Harris, the bass player for the Posies. He was also a stalwart of the San Francisco music scene. He worked with Stick Figures, Overwhelming Color Fast, Oranger, and then he joined the Posies. Matt Harris just passed away. I am uncertain of his age, but I do know that he is the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back. The pre- and penultimate radio obituary is for Nolan Porter, the American R&B singer and songwriter who recorded 2 albums and 6 singles in the early 1970s. His best song is Keep On Keepin' On. It's a Northern Soul track that was popularized in 1978 by the band Joy Division. Oh, but he was so much better than that. Nolan Porter just passed away at 71. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I get on up in the morning, I go to work in early time. I take my break about 10, yes I do now. I sit and think of just how it's been, baby. Why don't you give it to me? Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I come on home in the evening, yeah, yeah. The evening come and I'm feeling fine. And when the supper time comes, yes, it's gonna come. I'm not too tired for having fun, baby, well.
Anything I wouldn't do for you, I'd give my life for you, baby. It's you don't wanna let me love you, baby. Let me love you, baby.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Patsy Ann Noble, the teenage pop singer of Australian descent. She was also an actress, but she became a popular singer in the 1960s with regular appearances on music and variety television series, including Bandstand. In 1961, she released her biggest hit single, Good Looking Boy, which reached the top 10 in Melbourne and the top 20 in Sydney. As an actress, she appeared on various television series, including The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Columbo, Beretta, Macmillan and Wife, and The Rockford Files. Patsy Ann Noble, also known as Tricia Noble, just passed away at 76. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Green-eyed people gonna try to ce que je souhaite, c'est que tu reviennes, c'est que tu comprennes que j'ai de la peine. Je veux vivre avec toi le reste de mes jours, c'est tout ce que je souhaite, mon amour. Je me souviens de tes baisers si doux, on s'amusait, on riait comme des fous, mais je croyais que c'était normal. Je ne savais pas que si je te perdais, je perdrais tout. Et tout ce que je souhaite, c'est que tu reviennes, c'est que tu comprennes que j'ai de la peine. Je veux vivre avec toi mon amour. Si tu savais comme je m'ennuie de toi, je ne ris plus, le ciel est gris sans toi. Je voudrais bien pouvoir t'oublier, oui, mais pour mon malheur, aucun garçon ne fait battre mon cœur. Si tu reviens, tu chafferas l'ennui. Si tu reviens, tu changeras ma vie. Je ferai tout ce que tu voudras. J'aurai beaucoup trop peur de perdre encore le bonheur. Car tout ce que je souhaite, c'est que tu reviennes, c'est que tu comprennes que j'ai.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Barbara Shelley, the English film and television actress. She appeared in more than 100 films and television series, but she's particularly known as a scream queen with her work in horror films, most notably Village of the Damned, Dracula, Prince of Darkness, Rasputin the Mad Monk, and Quatermass and the Pit. Barbara Shelley just passed away at 88. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ricky Bates.
Two big new thrillers in one spine-tingling show. Thriller number one, The Curse of the Werewolf. Half man, half wolf, his beast blood demanded that he kill, even as his human soul cried out for love.
You say you love me, will you marry me?
Yes. Yes, I will.
But under the full moon, the dream of love became a nightmare.
Get away, get away! Get away!
Plus, the shadow of the cat. One cat, nine lives. Walter, Clara, Andrew, Beth, Michael, Jacob, Edgar, Louise, Ella. Nine lives on the edge of terror. Was it supernatural force or psychotic compulsion? Terrific together. The Curse of the Werewolf in color and The Shadow of the Cat at your theater only.
Christopher Lee came to me in a flowing Dracula cape. His teeth were dripping something red, maybe a cherry shake. I said, "Hey, Mr. Lee, I'm very pleased to know you. Can I offer you some refreshment? Perhaps an orange soda?" Mr. Lee looked at me, fangs growing in his head. I thought he was gonna speak, but he did something else instead. He bit into a candy bar he'd pulled from his left pocket. I asked what kind of bar it was. He told me it was chocolate. I told him to be careful, 'cause chocolate has caffeine. Then he looked upset and told me I was being mean. I said that may be true, my friend, but the truth can hurt sometimes. Then I ate a salad made of glass and washed it down with wine. Just then I saw that Mr. Lee was on another fix. I said, "A second candy bar?" He explained it was a Twix. I put him on a diet then to help him curb his cravings. We cut his sugar gradually, weaning him with raisins. The raisins worked immediately. I knew they would, I'm sure. I'd been a candy man myself many years before. Then he sat down in my armchair. He was getting rather cozy. As he nodded off, he asked my name. I told him it was Lugosi.
Like Rasputin, I get back up again. Like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. In robes and Coptic crosses, took his chances, cut his losses. He was evil, so they tried to put him down. I had mini skirts and lashes, love reduced this girl to ashes. Think I'm done, I'm not done, time for one more go around. I'm like Rasputin, I get back up again. Like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. He gave some folks hope, others wanted him to choke, so they poisoned him and shoved him in a lake. I've had lovers and detractors, but my one governing factor is there's nothing they throw at me that I can't take. I'm like Rasputin, I get back up again. Like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. This world's a messed up place. Our favorite act, the fall from grace. Resurrection, isn't it a myth? When I think I've had enough, born too late to be so tough. My need for love sees me, asks me, you coming with? Like Rasputin, I get back up again. I'm like Rasputin, I keep
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Ed Roos, the American country singer and songwriter, also an actor. He was known for writing the 1975 hit Smash-a-Rooney, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. He also recorded the 1982 country number one hit You're the Best Break This Old Heart Ever Had. He co-starred in the television series Brett Maverick with James Garner during the 1981 through 82 season. Ed Bruce just passed away at 81. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sweet woman, what you do to me? Sweet woman, well, I can't be free. Ever since the day I met you, I'm only you. Yeah, yeah, sweet woman, I need your loving. Bye bye. I know we'll die. Yeah, yeah, sweet woman. I need your love.
Out on the street, I happened to see a pretty young woman, a little bitty boy, and he looked back at me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. I followed them to a pet shop window. The little boy stopped to see. He looked up at her, said if I had a daddy, he'd buy that puppy for me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. I wanted to tell him I was his dad, and he sure had a pretty mom. But the judge had said I could never see them for the things I'd said and done. See the big man cry, mama,
son, as you grow older, you'll find someone who is dear. Just stick by her, take care of her, and you will never hear. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break.
Gentlemen of the Secret Service, I have called the 36 of you together because of a very distressing situation. No, quiet, please. I want this thing cleared up now. I don't mean later, I mean right now. You hand-picked agents have been in charge of Caroline since the beginning, and you have distinguished yourselves one way or another. Now, suddenly, a blot on the department record. Agent Schwartz, rise. You, Agent Schwartz, are in trouble. Now, Schwartz, you've been accused and found guilty of an unforgivable action. Unfortunately for all of us, Agent Schwartz, four of Caroline's young friends caught you smoking while you were dressed in your howdy-doody suit. Agent Schwartz, the repercussions of your act will not be stilled for many a year, and it is only right and proper that your punishment be meted out by your own colleagues gathered here.
Sir, I'm prepared to take my punishment, whatever it may be.
Men, are you ready?
Yes, we are. Sure.
All right, men. Give it to him!
Shame on Agent Schwartz! Shame on Agent Schwartz!
When my baby loves me, when my baby hugs me, when my baby holds me tight, man, I'm leveling, I'm in heaven when my baby loves me right. Well, he ain't short, brother, he ain't tall, 'cause man, he's just about right. Well, he's my rock-bopping baby, and I don't mean maybe, he'll do it up right tonight. Well, my he's got tricks. Well, you ought to see him rock. He don't to move it or stop, but he rocks all over the place. When we go out for a night on the town, we don't ever fool around. When we start popping, all them other cats stop and they just start standing around. When we get going, it ain't no slowing it, we just have a ball. I'm putting you wise, my baby ain't got eyes for any other girls at all. Well, my rock-poppin' baby, you ought to see him shake it. Well, my rock-poppin' baby's got tricks. Well, he ain't short, brother, he ain't tall, 'cause man, he's just about right. Well, he's my rock-bopping baby, and I don't mean maybe, he'll do it up right tonight. He'll do it up right tonight. He'll do it up.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Ed Bruce, and almost wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, but we got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And then after that, hopefully you're going to stay tuned to this Freeform radio station all week long as the students return tonight. So there will be tons of freeformy goodness floating around this radio station. You're going to want to tune in for all of that. You're also going to want to hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where it looks like you've all had a perfectly lovely time this evening. Thanks for staying up so late with us as we do those things and come back here next week, Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, Automatron, one final tune, back here next week. Stay with us all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and we'll see you next week right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Last Saturday night, I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife have parted. I'm going to take another stroll downtown. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I take a blue notion that I'll jump into the river and Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Save my soul. got my friends living in. We plan every day like the Normandy invasion. Knew I had to be strong in case of serious altercation. In the Revolution Club, you fell into my heart. Ride every wave, fill it without navigation. We fight our own way to perils in confrontation. In the Revolution Club, you fell into my heart. It was never enough, keep us together. It was never enough to keep us together.